let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Jeffrey Stevens' The Shadow Pursuers by Keshav Thodimeti is the first book in the Jeffrey Stevens detective series. One reviewer calling it a seamless and captivating read for its solid plot, strong pacing, engaging characters, and straightforward, top-notch writing. The story of an eccentric NYPD detective with unorthodox methods, considered one of the best detectives in the field, who is forced to work with a police officer to solve a case of murder of a billionaire. Keshav is a storyteller by habit and an author by passion, currently a student, college student pursuing a degree in computer science, an opinion columnist and two-time opinion editor for the Daily Bruin, UCLA's award-winning newspaper. Keshav Thodimeti, author of the first book in the promising detective series Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer, our guest on This Week in America. Keshav, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
What great reviews you're getting for the book, Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer. I'm looking forward to having a chance to talk to you about it on the program today. Let's start by talking about the inspiration. I love the characters and the storyline. Where did this inspiration come from?
I like to sort of pen this as a modern Sherlock Holmes. So really, it's sort of a conglomeration of a lot of different good stories that I've seen. But I wanted to sort of make a modern murder mystery that involves action. It's not stagnant. And it really sort of forces the reader to think on their feet as well, and for them to put on the detective hat, because in this case, the main character, Jeffrey Stevens, is sort of forced to deal with two different murders at the same time, two different cases, and he doesn't know if they're related or not. And really, it's sort of, he makes mistakes, and the reader won't catch it until maybe a couple chapters later. So really, it's an interactive murder mystery that I sort of wanted to modernize the Sherlock Holmes approach.
Well, you know, it's fun to read because you have to do that. You have to pay attention, and you do want to pay attention because you're thinking with each paragraph, okay, where is this going here? So you're following along. It's very entertaining. The protagonist of your book, Jeffrey Stevens, an enigmatic detective, who's he based on?
I'd say he's sort of like his detective methods and his sort of all-seer skills are based on like the very eccentric Sherlock Holmes that we've learned from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yes.
But he's also sort of based on sort of my own eccentric nature that I like picking in on tiny details, and they might like it's something that I keep to myself, but you know, oh, I noticed this thing, I noticed these differences, and you sort of register them in yourself, and like I sort of based them on my own quirky nature.
The book we're talking about is Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer, the author, our guest on the program. Keshav Thodimeti, that's Keshav Thodimeti. The book, Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. The story takes place, as I mentioned, in modern-day New York City. Why did you choose New York, that setting in particular?
It's sort of like the quintessential cityscape. Like,
yes.
You either think of New York City or sometimes Los Angeles, but Los Angeles doesn't really have the really high rise feel that New York has. Like, New York is a very neighborhood centric place, different neighborhoods of different characters. So I thought that'd be sort of an ideal place for a detective thriller where, this involves, you know, gang violence. It involves, a crime-ridden city. It involves police who aren't really as honest as you want them to be. And these are sort of problems that are endemic of any really big city. So I figured I'd take the most emblematic big city that there is, the United States, and go with that.
Well, yeah, and New York City is almost a character unto itself, isn't it?
Yes, yes. In this case, at least the New York City that I paint is one where the various different precincts operate in their own territories. And in this case, you have one precinct with its own nature, dealing with its own public that has its own character. In this case, since we're talking about billionaires, we're talking about pretty rich people who love living in secluded neighborhoods, whereas a lot of the action ends up taking place in alleyways in places like Brooklyn, for example, that are very different character-wise than you'd assume a lot of the sort of protagonists or victims of the murders are living.
Certainly a lot of spin-off potential with all the different stories you just talked about.
Yeah.
There and continuing the series. I mentioned Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer. This is going to be a series, and that's got everybody excited because it's like, okay, we want more of this. When you started off writing the book, did you have in mind this was going to be the first of a series?
Not actually. So I started writing this in April 2012. Funny story I like to say is this was after a writing competition my freshman year of high school. I didn't do so great during that competition. So I came back one day and I was sort of dejected and I was like, you know, I want to write a story. And I had a beginning and I had an end, but I had nothing in the middle. And I think, 9 years or 7 years from then, it sort of blossomed into its own story where I figured, yeah, you know, I do want a second a sequel in the series. So really, it didn't start from much. It started from wanting it to be an action detective series. And then sort of after that, it's a blossom into a two-part series.
Is the key to success writing liking your characters?
Yes. I really think that the way to think of writing and writing stories is live vicariously through your characters.
Yes.
You have to look through their eyes because otherwise it's not really compelling. In this case, especially in a detective story, if you're trying to solve a mystery, you have to put yourself in the shoes of the character who has limited knowledge, who's operating with their own assumptions and their own biases. In this case, for example, the story involves a lot of sort of finger pointing because everybody's suspicious of everybody else. It's sort of if you wanted to assume the game, the sort of childhood game of Mafia, where you don't know who's who during the daytime, but the nighttime they reveal their true colors. And that's how the story operates. And in that case, you have to sort of think in the character's mindset, put yourself in their shoes. And I think really you have to love your characters, even the ones that you know, the reader may not like. You have to love them and understand them to really sort of bring them out to light and make sure that they live out their fullest.
Well, and that's a key. When you say love the characters, doesn't necessarily mean you like the characters. But yeah. Again, you have to understand who they are, have an appreciation for who they are. Flawed, but an understanding of that. And you have that with the people in your book. And you make this world that you created come alive in the book. Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer, the author, Keshav Thadi Mehti, our guest on the program. What would you say is the underlying theme of the story? And why did you come up with this action mystery involving a detective? How did this whole thing evolve?
I'd say the underlying theme is things are not what they seem. It's really about digging beyond the superficial. And really what inspired me is this idea that like everybody has a hidden secret. Everybody has something they don't want the rest of the world to figure out. And this is sort of accentuates all that to a really mystery thriller sense where always mysteries have always captivated me because it's about trying to find a hidden motive, something, some big reveal that you don't expect until the last moment, but it's been foreshadowed the entire way. And I sort of wanted to play a game with the reader. I wanted to see how far I could stretch that. And really in this case, you don't really see murder mysteries where people make mistakes all the time. Usually it's a sort of a detective who's sort of very knowledgeable, all-seeing, who, you know, for example, the Murder on the Orient Express. So the detective is somebody, he makes a mistake once, but it's sort of like almost a godlike detective who understands everything. And in my case, I wanted to make a detective who's human, who's flawed, who makes mistakes, but who also has his own set of secrets that make him, you know, suspect to being the criminal in this case. And that's what drives the beginning part of the narrative too. Like, you know, everybody's fair game here because any assumption I've created will be toppled down later on in a further chapter. So I really wanted to take a reader for a roller coaster and see how far I could try this narrative experiment, but also make it a fulfilling read.
Was it a roller coaster for you writing? And I guess by that, I mean, did you know where you were going with these characters? Were they fully developed when you began Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer? Or did you change a few things along the way and sort of see where the characters were saying, hey, Keshav, I really am not going to do that. I think I should be going in this direction. Characters talk to you as you were writing this?
Oh, yeah, they definitely changed along the way. There were, I'd be thinking about, I wrote it chapter by chapter, and I have a good friend of mine who actually lives across the street when I was in high school, and I'd have him read after I finished a chapter just to sort of see what was he thinking, and I'd talk to him after a while for maybe an hour or 2 hours after I'd finished a chapter and go, hey, what are you thinking? What do you think is going to happen next in the mystery? And then based on that, I'd go, okay, maybe this wasn't really as compelling as I wanted it to be, or I'd go, yeah, you know, this does seem interesting. It's leading him to think in this direction. Let's see if I can add a twist. So really the characters did morph, but they were pretty continuous in what their motivations were. There's only about one or two characters that the main characters you follow are Jeffrey Stevens and his partner, David Edwards, who's a lieutenant in the New York Police Department. And those are the two people you really follow. And you see how their characters change, how Steven is this very enigmatic person in the beginning. And over the course of the chapters, you realize that, yeah, he's enigmatic, but he's also very constant in his motivations and what he holds true. And David Edwards, on the other hand, is more of a blank slate. He's a lot like a a foil for the reader. Like, it's somebody who's very impressionable, who switches sides, who switches alliances, who's one day believing Stevens, one day not believing Jeffrey Stevens, because of the sort of politics that play out in the precinct that he works at. So really, like, the characters changed, what actions they did change too, but really what drove them was pretty constant throughout.
Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer, the first in the series we're talking about. With us, the author, Keshav Thottimeti. The book's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mentioned in the beginning your interest in computer science. How did that background, computer science background, influence your writing of this book?
So computer science, as I see it, is all about problem solving. It's about basically, let's say you want to build a doghouse. It's looking at various different ways you could build it with various different tools. And really that problem-solving skill translates to mystery and detective, being a detective very, very clearly. Like, in this case, it's all about problem solving. It's all about the detective going, okay, I have this set of information. What can I do with it? How is this sort of playing into my narrative that I'm building, or the case I'm building with this? And really what I do in the novel is all about building a case for why somebody might be the murderer or the criminal in this case. And like the protagonist, Jeffrey Stevens, always returns to that question. Every so often he goes, okay, what is the information I have so far? How has this been shaped by current events? How is it shaped by how people are acting in the police department, outside of the police department? And that's really, like, computer science is very much looking at the problem, looking at the information you have, and trying to build a solution from that. So really, the idea of problem solving runs really deep throughout this novel.
I think you touched on this before, but go back to it again. It's fascinating. How long did it take you to write the book from the beginning, where you thought, okay, this is a story, and then you fleshed it out and you got the book published? How long a process was this?
So it took me 4 years to get the first version of the manuscript. I started in freshman year of high school, and I finished just after I graduated from high school. And from then, it was sort of an editing process and sort of working with it. I had to take a couple years break from that because I went to college, where I started writing for the newspaper and I learned different writing techniques. So it was a sort of organic writing process. But I would say the entire process from beginning to end was about 7 years.
What message do you have for other young authors out there, that they have a story, they envision the story, maybe reluctant to get started, maybe thinking they're too young to get started? You talk about you did this at an early age. What message would you have for young writers out there that for one reason or another just can't quite jump into it?
I think the biggest thing there is really what I did to sort of get myself writing was I grabbed a big wad of paper, I locked myself in a room, grabbed a pen, and stared at the sheet of paper for 2 hours, not knowing what I was going to do. And then after that, I came up with an idea. Okay, I'm going to start with this, and I want to end with this, and just start writing. Like, the characters will change, the story will change, you'll realize, okay, maybe I added this person there, but I don't want them there, or you don't want certain action because it doesn't make sense, or it's not congruent with whatever you're trying to point out. But really, just keep writing. What I learned, the best way to improve your writing is to keep writing. It's not going to magically come one day. The story, it's going to change as well too, so keep thinking, keep like working things through, and also like consume stories yourself. Watch movies, funnily enough, but watch movies, read books, read things that are in the same genre, or sometimes even off pace from your genre, but really try to learn how different authors sort of put together their own writing and try and pick out the good pieces from there, analyze what really wasn't working for you, and then just go at it. You have to keep writing, keep throwing things at the wall until they stick.
Yeah, you can't go back and change something if the legal pad is bare, yeah. Right? You've got to have something down there. So even if it's bad, it's a place to start, and you can go back and make many corrections after that. Mentioned before, this is what I would call an involved mystery, and you'll want to be involved because you're thinking along with the characters. Any advice for the reader as they sit down? This is not like a light read where I can be watching television or carrying on a conversation with somebody. You really need to be absorbed in this world, don't you?
Right. I mean, the tough part here in this novel is it's like being shot at with a fire hose of information. You don't know what's important, you don't know what's not. And you're sort of doused in all this detail. And I think my biggest piece of advice is really to question everything. You think some character operates with some model or some assumptions. Really sort of think in their shoes. What is it that like best motivates them? What interest do they have in acting a certain way? And why would they want to act that certain way? And really sort of question everybody, even the protagonist, even the people that you think are not really going to play a big role. I mean, it's not going to be sort of like shooting in the dark. You're going to know who the players are, who the suspicious people are in this novel. because the criminal is not somebody who comes out of nowhere. It's somebody, it's one of the characters that you've been interacting with quite some time, but you don't know who it is. And really sort of question everybody, question why they may act a certain way, and be sure to sort of revisit information. Like Jeffrey Stevens, the detective, does that for you in some ways. He revisits information that he thought, you know, prove one way or another way, and sort of question that too. Be skeptical of everything and pay attention to some of the minor details, why people speak a certain way, why they act a certain way when other people aren't around them. That's really something, it's about looking to understand what people's secrets are. And if you operate in that way, like, it'll be a really fun read.
It is a fun read. It's an interesting read. And once you get involved, you can you really feel like you're part of the story as it's unfolding. You're like, okay, let's slow down here a minute. Let's go back and think this through and sort of figure out what's going to happen next. The book is Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer. You mentioned this in high school when you wrote the book. How long have you been writing?
I've been writing since, I'd probably say about fourth grade. I've been taking part in some creative writing competitions where we used to write short stories that were 1,500 words or less about a topic set in the future, 20 years or so in the future. So I've been doing a couple of those. Sometimes I won, sometimes I didn't. But I learned sort of the idea of sort of conciseness and being able to write in a dramatic fashion, that the stories that really won in those competitions were one that were either very emotional or action-driven but had sort of an end goal. You couldn't really waste a lot of time with 1,500 words. You had to sort of get to the point, immerse somebody in the action. And that sort of immersive writing was something I carried over into this novel. And I guess writing after that took a different form when I approached student journalism at UCLA, where I served as the opinion editor of the Daily Burn student newspaper. I led the editorial board. I wrote opinion columns. That's a very different kind of writing. It's obviously nonfiction writing. You're reporting on facts. But that kind of writing was based a lot on also telling stories. All of this case, it was sort of stories about the campus that maybe people didn't know about, or writing an opinion in a way that people could really sort of empathize with. And that kind of writing sort of led me to realize that, oh, I can be much tighter in my writing. I can use different kind of writing techniques to stress different parts in the sort of semantic sense. But the writing actually came from sort of my earlier roots in writing these sort of short stories from fourth grade onwards.
When you write the book, when you finish the book, you turn to Reader's Magnet to help you get the word out there and to be able to get people to enjoy the book. Talk about that experience working with Reader's Magnet. What has that been like?
It's been really helpful. From my end, I'm not really sort of market savvy. I can do a couple things on social media, but really they helped me in sort of getting the book published in print form. They helped me getting it promoted in book fairs. I've also been in talks about maybe doing like a book trailer of that sort. It's like these sort of possibilities I didn't really sort of think about. They've been helping me with that and really sort of opening my eyes to how I can promote this, how I can get more people to sort of read these books, read the book, and how to sort of like make my work shine. And that's been really helpful for me. Even getting this interview, for example, I didn't really know how I would do that, how I'd approach that. And they've been really sort of leveraging their connections and leveraging sort of their own skills and trying to match that with my own ideas.
You are a very talented writer, so much potential in the future. You've reached the potential. We just encourage people to get a copy of the book and read it, the first in the series. Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer. The author is Keshav Thadi Meti. That's spelled KeshavThadimeti. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book. Keshav, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Really enjoyable read. You've got everything going for you. People will now be waiting for the second book in the series. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It has been our pleasure. Once again, the book is Jeffrey Stevens, The Shadow Pursuer. It's available at Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.